very sorry I haven't been doing my podcast for the past few months, and I'm really busy. I got one of your little comments or like Q&A things, and you asked if I was dead. I am not close to dying, okay? Don't worry. I am looking forward to making podcasts. I hope I can fit in the time because I've been really busy. And I hope we can catch up on some podcasts. And I've been trying to see the comments, but I just can't figure it out, so I'll just see. By the way, I've been getting some comments that say my computer clicking ASMR isn't good, and I'm sorry about that. I thought it was good, but maybe not. But besides that, I am looking forward. I am wanting to maybe like add some more stuff than ASMR and Roblox. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you. And bye.
Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. So, one of you said you want me to play Rainbow Friends. So today I'm going to try to make that happen. So, I'm going to start off with Rainbow Friends Chapter 1. And if anybody wants me to play Chapter 2, then I can make that happen if you just leave it in the comments. So I just joined, and I am joining Chapter 1. Okay, so I'm teleporting now. Has anybody seen Chapter 2 yet? I wonder what it's like. Okay, no one's is playing. I'm shocked. Who has the banana box? Can I please have that? Anyways, I'm getting a little bit distracted. So, basically, if nobody knows how to play Rainbow Friends, so basically, you go into this ring with a school bus in it. Well, only if you're playing Chapter 1. And you go wait in there. And then when it's starting, there's sometimes like a thing that says waiting on other players, like there is right now. And it's a scary game, just a little bit. So, if you're, like, young, and, you cannot play scary games, then I don't recommend it. Anyways, we're going on the school bus. I'll explain what I'm doing as I go. So, basically, you go on a school bus, and someone named Red turns the Oddworld sign to the opposite direction, and it says, "Do not enter, caution, biohazard." And then the school bus crashes, and basically somebody gets dragged, and the others stay there on the floor. And there's this guy that says, "Welcome, I need your help." And he starts talking in more. "My blocks fell over. All you have to do is find them and put them back. Good luck." So if you see blue, you have to hide in your box or else you might get found. For some reason, I'm always scared of Rainbow Friends because I don't want to die. So I just am scared and I hide, but I can still, like, tell you what's going on, even though I'm hiding. So you can hide in lockers and crawl spaces. Now I am in the hallway. Someone is like crawling out and in, but I don't care. So the first round, only Blue is there. So you're pretty safe. But on the second round, there's this guy named Green, and he tries to catch you, but he's blind, so the percentage of that is hard because he is blind, and he also grabs you in your box, which I'm really scared about. So I tried to evacuate. Oh my gosh, they just got 19 blocks in like 2 minutes. I'm so proud of them. Anyways, back to the talk. So I am not doing really anything right now, but I can memorize everything I've done in the past. So then on the third round, Orange comes and Purple comes, and Purple is in the vents, and if you see footprints, walk over them or else you will get caught. Purple will pull you inside the vents. And if you don't feed Orange, he will come out. And Orange is like the fastest one. Orange is my favorite character. Comment down below. Wait, that's what YouTubers say. Comment what your favorite Rainbow Friend is. Anyways. Whoa, that was fast. That literally scared me. Okay, so back to the talk again. So, Green has really long arms, so that makes it more scary. Blue is just regular. He is like a plushie with creepy button eyes, and he's also drooling. Orange is fast, but you can see where he's going because there's a orange trail. And Purple, once you see water in the vents and eyes in the vents, water on the floor with footprints on the floor. I don't know if I just said the floor, but anyways. Purple will be in the vents and try to grab you. Purple can stretch, but I don't know why Purple's so stretchy. Kind of reminds me of a Slinky. And you can also get different boxes, and you can also revive for gems, but sometimes I waste my Robux, or at least spend it on gems when I don't even play this game often. It's kind of strange. So I recommend hiding in the crawl spaces or the lockers when you're scared. Anyways, it's not the end of the podcast yet. We're still going to keep going. So, there's not much left to talk about. I think I've talked about everything. You can have
all sorts of different boxes.
Actually, I should just talk about what boxes I have and then talk about more things.
So, I have the default I have the default box, which is common, the Arctic camo, which is common, the party orange, which is common, the stalagmite, which is rare, the dragon, which is legendary. That's the only legendary I have, so I'm pretty proud. I have the danger, which is common, the sakura, I've never said that before, so I'm a little bit confused, which is uncommon, the drew, which is uncommon, the maze, which is common, the odd navy, which is common, the forest camo, which is common, tires, which is rare. Was that green? Never mind. The party green, which is common, the hazard, which is common, the color keys, which is uncommon, and the rainbow pixels, which is uncommon. And basically, that's all my boxes. And I'll tell you what things you have to hunt for when you get into the rounds. So the first round, you gotta find the blocks, which you might already know. And the second round, you gotta look for food packs. The third round, I think you have to look for fuel or the food packs. No, this is the food packs. And the other round, it is the party, I think. I don't play this game often, so I can't remember. I'll tell you on the next round. Anyways, so when you are hunting for the blocks, you need 24. When you need the food packs, you need 15. And I'll tell you the rest when we get to the rounds. So, if you're on a computer, I think C is for crouch and B is for box. I have no idea what crouch is for, but I'll probably figure it out when I'm on a computer. I never really play on a computer. I usually play on an iPad. Oh my gosh, Green just passed by me. He's so creepy. Anyways, so when you get the feel, the power's out and it freaks me out because I can barely see. And I haven't been caught yet, so which is good, so I can continue the podcast. This might be my longest podcast. Anyways, so when you're in the locker, I feel most safe. But there's one secret I want to tell you. Oh, okay. Before I tell you the secret, did we all just witness that Green just killed someone? Strange. Anyways, the secret is that, so when you're in a crawl space next to the locker, and there's like scratch prints, wires, a door, and a blue arrow. I'm trying to explain it because maybe you guys want to see it. And so in that crawl space, I looked out of the wall and I saw blue, green, orange, and purple.
purple. Wait, I don't think I saw purple. And I can't remember seeing red. But you only see them whichever rounds passed by, I think. The blocks, food bags, fuel, and something else. They are all scattered around the map, and when you hit the fuel, you get flashlights, but they are on the table. And after the round is done, there are like beds and bunk beds. Yeah, there's bunk beds, and sometimes I see this blanket laying on the floor, and you can sleep in them. Actually, no, I usually just stand up on them. Some people crouch on them. You can't lay down on them. And you basically just do nothing until the next round. And yeah, I'm gonna be stuck here for a long time. Anyways, for some reason, these boxes are so cool. And the mystery boxes you can purchase, there's a Maui pack, I think. Pirate pack, birthday pack, dragon pack, and a moon pack. The moon pack's 100 gems. Dragon pack, 50 gems. Birthday pack, 100. Pirate pack, 50. And Maui pack is 50. But if you want it for coins, the Maui one is 1,000. The pirate one is 1,000. The birthday cake is only for gems. The dragon pack is 1,000, and the moon pack's only for 100 gems. And the featured ones, there's a legendary coffin, but these are only like limited time, I think. So the coffin is legendary, and it's you need 1,400 gems to purchase it. Sorry, I'm lazy today. Or should I say tonight? It's really late. It's like 8:17. The retro one, which costs 1,900 coins, or for 125 gems. The shattered one costs 100 gems. The autumn leaves costs 100 coins or 40 gems. And the puzzle pieces costs 150 coins or 30 gems. I can afford the autumn leaves or the puzzle pieces because I'm really poor. I think it's time I get a new box. I can't afford puzzle piece. I can afford the coins ones, I think. Should I get the Maui pack, the pirate pack, the birthday pack? No, not the birthday pack. The dragon pack, actually. No need for the dragon pack because I literally almost have all of the things, all of the items. So I'm not gonna do that one. Wait, what's the birthday pack? I wish I had enough gems for the birthday pack. So I might do the pirate pack or the Maui pack. So, oh my. That's where they got the banana box. It's the banana crate. Anyways, I am gonna do the pirate one. Let's see what I get. Imagine if I get the legendary. No. I got the contrast waves, which is a common. Oh my gosh. That's sad. That is so sad. I wasted my coins. At least it's not real life money. Unless you spend Robux, which Robux are real life money. So, real life money can sometimes turn into Robux, and then Robux turn into passes or something. And then the passes turn into Roblox things. And the Roblox things grow on you. So you use them. There's literally two people left, which is super sad. I feel bad for the people who died. I didn't even think that they would. Wait, is that a person or is that green? Anyways, I don't think Rainbow Friends can continue, but I think this is all I can do for today, because literally this guy is not moving. Anyways, if you want, I can do a part 2, or if you want, I can do chapter 2. Anyways, bye. By the way, you can you can leave suggestions in the comments of what I should call you guys. Here's my suggestion: cupcakes. Bye.
Hi, I'm Emma. I always wanted to make a podcast. I had to think hard on it. I had to think hard on my name. But then, I actually found the perfect name. I hope you enjoy my podcast. I do Roblox, I do ASMR, and I will probably do more. I hope you guys like my podcast. You can leave suggestions down below in the comments for what games I should play and what things I should do. Please do not suggest any horror games except Rainbow Friends in the suggestions for Roblox. Bye!
Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today I will be telling you how long I've been playing Roblox, how many friends I have, and my top 10 favorite games. Let's start with how long I've been playing. I've been playing Roblox for 1 year and a couple days. I started on April 18th of last year, which was 2022. Now let's move on to my friends amount. I have 90 friends. And 90 friends in 1 year, shouldn't I have 100 and something? I don't know. Now, my top 10 favorite games. Number 10, Brookhaven. Brookhaven is a role-playing game. Number 9, Bloxburg. Bloxburg is a role-playing game. Also, you can build houses, drive cars, and go to the stores and stuff. Number 8. Let me think on this. Making scam calls to save your best friend tycoon. It's a very funny tycoon, and you can smack your person, the person that monitors everyone. And they tell you good things about this. Like, I'd rather be here than with my wife and kids. Like, why is that so dramatic, though? Number 7, I think? This is also a tough one. A adopt me. I just couldn't think of anything, so I just said adopt me. I love adopt me. You can role play. You can get pets. You can adopt people. There's so much to do. You can feed your pets. It's like real life, but animated. I love adopt me. Number six. Well, number six, Pet Simulator X. Pet Simulator X is a very fun game. You have pets and you break coins and diamonds and chests and crates and safes and stuff. I completed all the worlds in Pet Simulator. Hopefully you guys can too. Good luck doing that. Just if you need the good luck. Number five. I don't know what number five will even be. Oh, it's Royal High. It's Royal High, guys. Sorry, I never have a script for anything. I don't need a script. So, Royal High is a game to dress up, role play. You can do cosplays. There's a trading hub for level 75 and up. And yeah, that's Royal High. And you can go to school and spin the wheel at Earth and go to the Divinia Park and do the Fountain of Dreams and do your daily login streak at the apartments. So yeah, that's number five. Number four. Dang it. I don't know what games I play, seriously. I'm just all over the place with my games, to be honest. Pet Simulator 2, probably. I don't play it that often. I tried it, but I only like it because it's Pet Simulator and I love Pet Simulator. So, yeah, that's why it got top four. And it's the same as Pet Simulator, but a little tougher. So, yeah. Number three. Well, number three, I don't know about number three. So guys, I'm gonna choose a random game. Club Roblox. Club Roblox, I have friends that play that game and it's pretty enjoyable. So yeah, and you can role play. Go to stores and stuff. If you hear background noises, I'm so sorry. I forgot it, but now I remember. Fashion Famous. Fashion Famous is a game that I love. I love Fashion Famous. It's all about fashion shows and getting dressed. I love Fashion Famous. You have so many selections of choices, and there's a theme as well. Like, kawaii animal. Yeah, kawaii animal. Or cutest bunny. So, yeah, number one. Guys, number one is so tough. I don't even know a number one game. Like, naming 10 games is hard. Like, I can tell you, without a script on that, you know what, first place, I'm sorry to say, but Adopt Me takes another place. Adopt Me gets 7th, I think if Adopt Me got 7th and 1st. So, I know that's kind of strange, but I couldn't think of any games, but then Adopt Me deserves it. Again. So, I already told you what Adopt Me is about. So, yeah. Sorry that this episode is super duper duper long. This is the 6th episode. Yeah.
and this is actually surprisingly day two of my podcast. This is like the fifth episode of the day. So, I hope you have a great rest of your day, whatever day you're watching it on. And, yeah. See you in episode 7, where I will be doing ASMR, I think. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today, I will be talking about Bloxburg. Let's get started. So, Bloxburg is a game that you have to pay for. It's only 25 Robux. So, if you can't get Robux, then I'm very sorry for you. So, Bloxburg is a role-playing game you can build as well, and you can make friends. You can also like drive cars around the city, and there are actually buildings like the burger place, the pizza place, the grocery store, the gas station. Yeah, so that's a lot of buildings. Sorry if this might be a short episode today, because I don't have much to say about Bloxburg. So, I might have more to say, so it might not be a short episode. I'll try not to make it a short episode, I promise. You can buy neighborhoods with Robux, but they do expire. Mine is gonna expire soon. And you could buy more house slots and make tons of houses individually. But then it's kind of hard to know which one you want to do. And you can choose where your plot location could be. And you get daily premium rewards. But you might also get rewards if you're not premium. I can't remember. But you can only get premium if you buy it with Robux. So, yeah. Sorry if this is a short episode still. There's a library as well. So, in the gas station, I think there's a store. I can't remember, honestly. So, there's also a dance club, but no one seems to go to that dance club. I never see anyone. There's also like a cleaning store. You can get jobs at the places, which is actually very fun. For me, I don't know your opinion. There's also a, like, hold on, let me get the name of it. There's also a motors shop. It's called Mike's Motors. I don't even know how to describe it. Is it like auto parts? Maybe. And yeah, that's all I can say for today. Sorry if it was a short episode. Actually, to me, it's not a short episode. This episode's like 4 minutes. So, bye guys. Stay tuned for episode 6 of my podcast. I've tried to post as much as I can in a day. Hopefully, I could fit some time into posting some tomorrow. But I do have a busy day tomorrow, so bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. We will be talking about Adopt Me scams and how to avoid them. So, number one is the most common scam that I see. A trust trade. So, trust trades are when somebody says to put your pet in first, and then they accept the trade, and then they add their pet in another trade. But the easy way to avoid a trust trade is to not say ABC if they're doing ABC to do a trust trade. Or when they say, let's do a trust trade in the chat, then say no and decline. Or just decline. Okay, the next scam. This is a very sad scam. It's happened to me before. And I don't know what it's called, but they call it the different game scam. So it's when they say that, I'll trade you this pet if you give me this in a different game, whatever game it is, like Bloxburg. And say, for instance, that you go into this game, well, they friend you first. You go into this game, like maybe Bloxburg, and then you give them your bucks in Bloxburg, and then you go back to Adopt Me. They put the pet in the trade. They accept it, you accept it, but in the second trade, they decline and then leave the server. It's happened to me, and I literally cried. It was my dream pet that I was about to get. And yeah, rough times. The third scam, it's the, I think they'll say, ABC to do rarity challenge, and then you do, common, then go to uncommon, then go to rare, and then ultra rare, and then legendary, and separate trades, I think, and then they give you nothing until after you give them the legendary in the trade. Then they just leave the server with all the pets. But they're supposed to give them back to you. But you were supposed to win a pet. So that's all the scams I know. So guys, stay safe from scammers. Try to avoid them and never accept a trade if there's nothing in the window. And don't be a scammer yourself. Bye, guys. Stay tuned for episode 5. Hi, guys. It's Emma, your host for today. Today, I will be telling you guys my top 10 favorite Adopt Me eggs. Starting with number 10. The pink egg. I've never had a pink egg before, but I've seen a pink egg before on YouTube, and they're really cool. You can hatch a pink cat. I don't know what the rarity is, but it's very cool. Number 9, the blue egg. It's just like the pink egg, but you can hatch a blue dog. I still don't know the rarity. Number 8. Number 8 is surprisingly the cracked egg. Because the cracked egg is a challenge and I like a challenge. You can't get a legendary that easy. Number 7. The safari egg. The safari egg is very cool. You can hatch like a giraffe, and the giraffe is the only legendary, I think. So, yeah. Sorry if you hear background noises. Number six, I think? The royal egg. The rarity of hatching a legendary is not that hard. You can get very interesting pets from cracked egg pets eggs and royal eggs. The only thing I don't like about the royal egg is the price. The prices are so expensive. It's $1,450. Can you believe that? Moving on to number five is, let's see here, Southeast Asia egg. The Southeast Asia egg is new. So the Southeast Asia egg has a very cute pet named the tree kangaroo. I see so many people that have that on their dream pets list. It's so common. And it's very, very, very common. So, number four, the farm egg. I've never had a farm egg before. But they're very cute, and I like the fact that you can hatch a cow. It's very cute. I think you can get a pig and a llama from it. I love the llamas. Four. So number four is the woodland egg. I love the woodland egg and I miss it so much. I didn't get any of the legendaries. I was in starting player. So yeah, rough times when it went away. And I loved the fact you could hatch a cute little fallow deer. Number three. Okay, guys. Drum roll, please. Hold on, I forgot the name. Ocean egg. Yes, ocean egg. You could hatch an octopus, a shark, a stingray, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I have all the pets, and they're very cute, trust me, trust me. So that's why it got top three. Number two, the mythic egg. The mythic egg came after the ocean egg, and I like the mythic egg because there's mythical creatures and I like mythic stuff. Number one, ooh, this is a tough one, but I have to say myself, it is the golden egg. I've never had a golden egg before, but I know all about it, and I'm so close to getting it. I just need a few more stars. I just need to unlock one more thing until the woodland egg. So, that's all that's my top 10 favorite eggs. And, just to let you know, if you friend me, you can join me in game. I'm on Roblox every day, mostly. And you can find out my username in episode 2. So, stay tuned for episode 4, which is coming out really, really soon. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today we will be talking about Roblox Brookhaven secrets. Let's get started. So the first secret is in the hospital. So first you have to go to the hospital, just like you're walking into the hospital. And then you'll see this, like, crack. And you might have to get a ladder and jump in there. And you will see a bunch of, like, like green stuff, maybe? Sorry, I can't really remember. I'm gonna go check it out right now. And there's like this zombie in the capsule, and it's very strange, so you guys better check it out. The next secret is in the police station. So, you gotta go to the police station, and you have to go to a cell, and then you have to get inside the cell. Then you have to jump up and go into the vents. Then you have to push into each wall until you feel yourself going into the wall. Then grab a flashlight and keep walking until you find the secret room. And then you'll see this like room, and behind this like drawers, behind the drawers, you will see a secret key card. And then when you tap on the key card, you got to go to like Lake Madison, I think, and find the building. And well, the building that's like very random. And then you gotta get that key card, put it in the door, and it will open. Then you have to type in your username as the code, and then it will accept the code. So that's that. And okay, so now here's the third secret. You have to head to Lake Madison and go to the cabin. And then you have to go to the restroom. And then you'll go to the top of the shower and then jump up in the corner of the roof. And then you'll see this doll. And that's that secret. And also, some fun fact. So, in the cabin, you'll see some spiders. Creepy. Okay, so there's also something I wanted to tell you in Brookhaven. So, when you're at Lake Madison and you want to prank people on the boat, then you just have to dress up as a completely black person, and then you click lay down and then go in the boat and then just keep driving around. So that's a simple way to prank your friends. Another Brookhaven hack to prank your friends is to get out the motorcycle, dress completely black, and go on the seat and lay down. And yeah, so that's it for today's hacks, but I would like to tell you something about Brookhaven. So Brookhaven is just a place to role play around, but there are secrets, just like I told you. So have fun playing Brookhaven if you are, and hopefully these secrets will help you. And if you want to friend me, my user is firegirl707, capital F-I-R-E, capital G-R-L 707. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma here, your host for today. Today I'm going to be doing my second ASMR episode. I hope you enjoy this, because it's going to be a pop-it. Let's get started.
that's it for today's episode of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my Poppet ASMR. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today I will be reviewing this book called Trapped in Roblox. This is a unofficial Roblox story, but it looks like it was made from Roblox. I'll tell you how many pages there are. It's a chapter book. So, there's 201 pages. You can learn about the author. It is by Dean Henson. And he has written other books. I will tell you about the author. Dean is a 10-year-old kid who loves Nerf guns, Legos, computer games, and YouTube. He is very creative and he likes to make stories as well as design new things. He hopes you to grow up and become an artist. Dean loves to gab and play games, and you can find him sometimes when he has sometimes with his dad on Roblox. His name is Chingu2011, and he looks forward to meeting you. So that's about the author. And he is a real Roblox player. I searched him up before. So it's not a scam, okay? Just to let you all know. And this is a very cool story. And you guys will love this book. So I recommend buying it. Because it's so good. So, yeah. I'll tell you how many chapters there are. There are 16 chapters. Chapter 1, computer something? I can't even read that. Sorry, guys. If you're smart, you can read this. Chapter 2, The Train. Chapter 3, Pay to Play. Chapter 4, The Train to the Obby Madness. 5, Entering something. Sorry guys, I can't read some of this. Obby. Chapter 6, The Obby. Chapter 6. And sorry guys, I still can't read some of this. I'm still kind of learning. Agent. Chapter 8, Tycoon. Crazy? Sorry, I still can't read this. Chapter 9, The Tycoon Admins. Chapter 10, The Peaceful Rest with Jelly Jan. With Jelly Janny. Janny. I just don't know. Chapter 11, The Doom. Chapter 12, the Let the Games Begin. Chapter 13, The First Round of Luck or Skill. Chapter 14, Battle Montage. I think that's what it says. Chapter 15, A Battle to the Finish. Chapter 16, The Big Final. So, this is a very good book. I recommend it. So, you can buy this on Amazon, I think. So, yeah, I recommend this. And shout out to the author of this book. This is a very great book. Bye, guys. If you buy this book, hope you enjoy it. Hi, guys. I just wanted to tell you, if you have any questions about anything, just tell me in the comments, whatever it is. So, I just wanted to say that and have a good day. Bye. Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. I'm sorry I haven't been making podcasts lately because I've been sick a lot and really busy. So, I just wanted to let you know that I am planning on making a podcast about myself, so you can leave questions in the comments.